Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit, we getting right into it, because shit, I be waiting to do this shit for X amount of minutes before we actually start, so, you know, I be wanting to go. But, wow. Who really needs it? Man, people be asking me that. Do I really need it? Talking about the whole confidence course. Because they get some of it and they think they lace. And you need to get the rest, bro, because there's too much you didn't really see. Do I really need it? I mean, you know, I have a good job and income. Well, nah, you don't need it, bro. Unless you think you did. Who needs confidence the most? The man that has it all? The man with an abundance of life's pleasures? You know, those of you who are brave enough to even try to answer that question are people with confidence. You have some confidence. But this isn't something that any person can actually do without. So the answer, before I keep going to that question, is they both need it equally, just for different reasons. And a lot of people don't think of shit like this because they don't think it through. They just think of the first part of it. But if you made $100 and your bills were $75, would you be better off than a person who made $2,000 and their bills were $1,500? You never know until you really look at shit. Seems like that person making $2,000 is making hella more money than the motherfucker making $75. I mean, excuse me, $100. But they both spending 75% of their money on bills. That person that have $100 might live and where $100 afford him. And that person that goddamn spend $2,000 is going to live where that $2,000 afford him. But they're both going to be equally responsible for making their amount of money last until they get some more. So I don't know. It just depends. If you don't like doing shit and you broke, you know, you ain't bad off. But if you start making any kind of money, you're going to start wanting to do shit. You would just think the person that makes the most money is better off. But with both of you spending 75% of your earnings on bills, you really are equal. Now, since I was both of these men, I can tell you firsthand, the man making the least money, the least amount of money, is afraid of anything he thinks that he's not sure of. 909, I see you up there, baby. What's up?
Hello.
909, can I hear? Yeah, what's happening, bro?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Why won't you let me into SWU? Because I sent you an email the other day asking to get in.
Stop. Do you have the course?
No, I was also asking you for the course, too.
Stop. Did you pay for the course?
No, because...
Hey, wait.
No, because I was asking
for... I'm trying to answer your question. You asked me why wouldn't I let you in SWU. You have not bought the course. You have not paid for it. So how am I supposed to let you in to the extent you're asking me why haven't I let you in? Because once you pay your money, you're automatically in.
Yeah, no. My bad. I should have worded that better.
All right.
Why wouldn't you let me pay for it?
So how can I stop gambling? Bro, listen to me. If you want to get an SWU, this is the month to do it because July starts a new fucking semester. So what I'm saying is, if you want to get in there, go to PayPal.com. Choose your tab that says send money. And then send the payment to AskRosebud@gmail.com. And you'll be in, bro. I ain't letting nobody in that just asked me in and they haven't paid me. Sounds like you did that. You wanted to join, and I just told you, hey, this is a class. It costs money to join. Well, I can't let you join when everybody else paid. You follow me?
Yeah, all right. It's because I got you on. My bad.
All right, brother. It's cool, man. Hit me, and you can join.
For sure.
All right, fellas. See, so you got to understand, whatever this dude is not sure of, he can't afford to fuck no money off. So not having money for him is like a curse. And he can only do what he's put down or what he's done in the past with confidence. 216, what's up, bro?
What up, man? Salute to you, OG. Hey, I got a question, but it's gang related. Can I ask it?
Come on.
I bet. All right, so a couple of pins were kicking in yesterday, and I want to run it past you. The question was about T.O. How do you know if you're spending too much time and if you're wasting your time talking to one?
How do a motherfucker know if you're wasting his time talking to a turnout? Come on, man. You ain't asking me that shit. Are you?
You are OG. You were OG, so you got a different perspective. But these are some young peas kicking it, and they had differing opinions. But, you know, your opinion, you know, it means a lot to me, so I want to know what, you know,
hey,
from your perspective.
You know you're wasting your time as if that bitch is not following your instructions to the extent while you're talking to her, all of her questions is relating to what you said to the extent you're explaining this so that she can get busy. You motherfuckers be talking to bitches for a long time, talking about turnout or this, that, and the other, because you're just using words. A turnout ain't no turnout until that bitch is on the track getting you some money. Then she a turnout because she just turned out. Other than that, she just a bitch. So why in the fuck would you waste any time with this goddamn bitch? I don't, bitch. I don't say bitch this, bitch that. But I do say what the fuck I'm saying, and let's go and do whoop. And if we can't do it, fuck you. And see, you niggas would keep fucking with the bitch. Call, tell my, she a turnout. She need this. That bitch need to get pimped on. And the way she do that is for you to be a pimp. And you to quit babying that goddamn bitch. And that's what you tell them young fucking fools that's fucking the game up using words that they don't fucking know what it means. Do you know what turnout mean? Tell me what turnout mean, man.
You just told me, so I know exactly what I had it wrong.
No, I just told you. You tell me.
All right, it turned out a bitch you turned out already. You know what I'm saying? A square that you turned out to the game.
Hey. See what I'm saying? That's not what a turnout is. A turnout bitch is a bitch that you done schooled and you done put that bitch down all within a day or a few hours and the bitch is getting money. That's a turnout. She's getting money under your instructions. She's doing shit the way you say do it. She's fucking with your hoes. That's a turnout. Now, bitch can turn out on her own and ain't got to be doing none of that shit. All she got to be doing is selling pussy. She'll turn out too. You go hit that, you go talk to that bitch and say, what's up, baby? Woo-woo. So then, you know, girl, you seem like you don't know. How long you been doing this? This is my second day. She'll turn out. She just ain't your turnout. So what I'm saying is you caught a turnout, and the way you do or the way you fuck with her is to let her know you down and dirty already, baby, so if you can follow my instructions, blah, 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 I give them to her. And if she go out the door under your instructions and she come back, she your turnout. That's our game go.
I wish you was on the phone, OG. I wish you was in the conversation. That's why we need OGs like y'all, and that's what one of them was saying. Danky, he was saying that a lot of young niggas got to humble themselves and get up under some instructions with some OG you know what I'm saying, to humble themselves and so they can get laced properly, you know.
All right, man. Okay, cool, brother. You know me, man. I ain't trying to hear all that goddamn shit. I don't want to lace no goddamn pimp-ass nigga. Well, I'm saying, if you got pimping, then go out there and get laced your motherfucking self. But what I say ain't going to do shit for you. Now, a motherfucker with confidence, anything new or involving something that he truly desire, he shuns away from it. The man with the better income is afraid it's all a dream. Something is going to bring this to the end and I'm going to be suffering. Now, as much time as the man with a good income spends shoring up his confidence, he spends almost as much time feeding, you know, or feeling uncertain about things in his life. The major difference is the man with the money is not afraid of doubt, especially when he's doubting himself. Because doubt is like fuel. It's like gas is to your car. You have to feel it so you can show that you don't have it. 832, what's up?
Bud.
Yeah.
Wipe your camera, man. Just wipe it.
Wipe it? The fuck you mean wipe it?
Yeah, to get the blur out, brother. Wipe the camera. Just wipe it with your thumb one time. Scrape it.
I just did. Let me see. It didn't do nothing but fuck it up more. But evidently, that's what I need to do. So let's see.
Yeah.
Bro. Wipe it with this.
Oh, yeah, I just.
Oh, yeah, boy. It's improved. Who is this?
It's a Dean, man. It's Steve, motherfucker.
This is D?
Yeah, the Dean, man. Steve, motherfucker.
This Steve the Dean?
Yeah, man. Motherfucker, yes.
That's what was wrong, Dean. That's why you my nigga.
All right, I'm out.
That's my nigga, man.
I'm out, man.
All right, Dean. See, to you motherfuckers, somebody said that earlier. And I didn't pay no attention to him. Because I'm just that kind of nigga. I don't be listening to motherfuckers unless I got some kind of connection with them. Unless I think that motherfucker can actually say something to me. Because you don't know, I'm a conceited bastard. The average motherfucker just can't talk to me. I don't give a fuck what damn motherfucker say. Motherfucker, you ain't qualified to talk to me. So get your goddamn ass off the phone or something. Do something to show me you know you ain't qualified. What the fuck is wrong with this shit? Wait a minute. Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yes. See, I like my shit to look right like it's on my head, right? Okay. Dean, much love, brother. So, you guys got to understand, confidence does not run on solar energy. So, does it take money to be confident? No. Is confidence better if you have some money? No. Life is easier when you have some money. But money in itself does not make you confident. How many nerds or how many millionaire motherfuckers are just can't, they got to pay for everything because they can't talk to people. And they got all that money and they just don't give a fuck about spending it because it helps them, you know, do what they want to do. It takes honesty. That's what it takes, that fucking confidence. The richest men in the world, some of them are wimps. and they rely on their money to get what they want. Having money is what it's all come to be about. Because you have people that run shit who are insecure as fuck. And they make shit pass or help laws get implemented that can help them be soft and weak. So they start saying, you can't talk, you can't say she's a bitch. Wait a minute, man. The woman just slapped my mama and stepped on my mama's shoe and told her she can't cook. Well, she might have did all that, but you still can't call her a bitch. The hell I can't and the hell I won't. Bitch act like a bitch in whatever term. I don't need to identify what it is. I just need to know what I'm talking about. And I'm saying, your motherfucking ass is a bitch. Now, this same motherfucker was cussing me out about calling her a bitch and telling me how she's a black queen. She's a white queen. She's some kind of fucking extraterrestrial. And I should be, you know, honoring her. This same motherfucker get a phone call talking to her girl. What? What? That bitch said that? Man, that bitch is fucked up. That bitch. But it ain't none of that motherfucking shit she talking about when she hear me say, fuck you, bitch. And you know. This motherfucker is acting like a bitch. Why is it like that? It's like that because people with insignificant courage always make it less difficult. So if they make it established as the law, you can't do this, that, and the other, bitches will stop expecting them to do it. And therefore, without bitches expecting them to have a dick and be a man, they have a better chance of not using their money to get what they want. Because having money is what it's all about to most motherfucking fools. Most fools simply think having money is what it's about. And if you believe that, well, I'm not going to say that, but probably if you believe that, you don't have no goddamn money. So where does that leave you? This is why SW is so significant. The shit we learn literally propels you forward. At SWU, we embrace all our thoughts, even doubt. We embrace the doubt. While doubt for a man that's looking for his confidence is another nail in his coffin. My point is, each of you motherfuckers out there can use my course. If you knew you were lacking in confidence and got the opportunity to get exactly what the fuck you were lacking, what would you do with it? Or how would you use it? This is what's important. This is why nothing you say, nothing you think is unimportant. This is why it's important for you to extract from what you're thinking what you need to do. You don't need me. You don't need Dean. but you need what we promote. And we promote being real with yourself before you try to be real with anything else. Because unless you be real with yourself, everything you're thinking is a lie. I'm telling you, the way the country's going, I believe you don't really see what these motherfuckers are doing. The way they're having you dress, they're having what you wear as a statement. And we're accepting that goddamn everything we do is less and less important. Serious business. Now, you don't have to bear with me on this because I know you motherfuckers don't like to talk about real shit. But when I was a kid, going to church was an event. And we would dress in our Sunday best. We'd prepare on Saturday night and Sunday morning. We'd be up early, everything getting in order so we can go to church. Now, why did we think like that about church? Because it was special. And when you went to church, you was going to get to be in a situation to where you was having a conversation with God. And it's on a different level. And it was a formal thing. You know, now since church is all about the money, they took all the formality out of it. There's nothing formal when it comes to church anymore. And the reason they took all that out is because if you can't wear no T-shirt, but you got $5 you can put in the offering. I mean, excuse me, if you don't have no suit coat, but you got $5 for the offering, these hip today just, well, come on in with the T-shirt. Why? Because they want the $5. They don't want you to improve your life so that you don't have to come in with a T-shirt. They want you to come on in, keep dressing with a T-shirt. We don't care. Just give us that $5 offering. See, it should be they want you coming in to hear the word. So, if you don't have money for a suit, the minister or the congregation should encourage you to save that $5 and get you something better to dress so that next week you can come in looking a little more comfortable or being a little more comfortable. No, they ain't going to tell you that because that means they're going to have to preach to you for nothing. Even when we went looking for jobs, we put on appropriate clothes. Why? Because we wanted to at least look as if we really wanted the job. Now with nothing formal, nothing is formal, even looking for a job, we letting every important thing we did slide. Why is this happening? Because the least formal you are, the least formal you think, if you don't think formal, you just don't think you deserve to be treated fairly. That's true. If you do not think formal, or if you don't respect dressing or being formal, you cool with a motherfucker cheating you. You cool with how these goddamn motherfucking Peckerwoods is doing everything right now. You know, your forefathers died for getting voting rights. Now these motherfuckers taking it away. And you cool because nothing's formal. All you say, man, that's the way shit is. Ooh. Yeah, man, but, you know, I know you heard of black tie events. Black tie events were formal because it was a sort of celebration. And just anybody couldn't come there. But since the rappers have deformalized every motherfucking thing, they unraveled the very fabric that your life depends on because you're not a rapper. You don't fucking have no unlimited amount of money that's going to allow you to dream up some bullshit to put on the video. Your life depends on formality. It does. If you're not formal, then you don't expect to be treated formally. Now, on another note, because I know this shit is way too heavy. See, all this shit I've been talking, I didn't get nobody calling in. You motherfuckers kill me, man. You just want to talk about gumdrop shit. I ain't talking about no motherfucking bullshit like that. Now, like I said, on another note, these days there's so many fucking dudes in the streets claiming to be real. Claiming to know this or to be about that. Most of the motherfuckers I speak with don't even go at the shit straight-laced. They just water the shit down. Then again, a lot of these dudes that I speak with have no clue about how it really should go. Some of the guys I speak with really think that I'm a fable, that I'm an urban legend. That's flattering. But no, fellas, I did the shit I talk about. Some of these motherfuckers be talking about, you know, buying bitches shit. And they say, you know, Rosebud say he bought this. Yes, I did. But I did not say I bought that shit before they stood tall. If I bought a bitch a car, you best believe that bitch paid me 2 years before I bought that car. And let me tell you the game in that. Let's say the car load is whatever the fuck it is. And the motherfucking insurance is whatever the fuck it is. And I got to give her X amount of dollars. It's whatever. I get that every night. Whatever that amount is, I get it every night. So in 30 days, I didn't damn near pay that car off. But I ain't paying no motherfucking car note every day. Shit, I'm going to keep that in mind. I'm going to pay car note, rent, whatever this bitch need, all kind of other goddamn shit, whatever she want, once a motherfucking month. And think of this, fellas. This is where the real game come in, because you guys so slow, you don't think of this shit. All the other days, the money get to go in my pocket. So I'm checking $700 from this bitch every day. 7 times 3 is 21, so I must be checking $21,000 from this bitch per month. You gonna tell me this bitch can't handle $1,500 apartment in a fucking car note, $300, or goddamn insurance, another couple hundred? That's $2,000 I'm spending. And then, you know, whatever the fuck else she need as far as co-taxes or whatever the fuck. Add another $300. I'm spending $2,300 of that $30,000. So I get to keep $27,300. Come on. I get to keep $27,300. Why can't I be happy giving this bitch shit? I am happy, see? Because I'm bigger than the shit I'm giving her. I'm way bigger than the shit I'm giving her. And the shit I'm giving her, I dangled in front of her motherfucking nose for X amount of time to make her work for it, work harder for it. Because the bitch could be paying me good for a year and a half. I ain't mentioning getting her a motherfucking car. So, you know, a year and 10 months, I might start talking to her, girl, you like damn near getting ready to get a car. What kind of fucking car you like? Bitch gonna start noticing cars and shit. But she don't think she's going to get no car. She just, you know, I'm pimping on her motherfucking ass. And then, you know, when I asked her, she tell me, if I like this. Oh, what? You like that motherfucker right there? And this is a year, and then maybe 2 months later. Look, baby, let's go over here and look at some shit. And I take that bitch and buy her a car in her fucking name. Wait, let me tell you the game on that. I put it in her name because the bitch paid me for at least 30 cars since she been with me. Plus the fact I'm a real pimp. I don't want to drive no bitch car. So the car has no use for me after the bitch, you know, want to leave or whatever the fuck. So if the car is in my name, I say, get your fucking ass out of here, bitch. She might not pay the car notes and all that shit. That shit be on me. That's why I put it in their own fucking name. Bitch, when you leave, take that car with you and keep paying for it if you want it. Because what I'm saying is I think you earned it as far as why I gave it to you, baby. You didn't bought me 30 cars. I can't buy you one. I'm a chicken shit motherfucker. I'm so fucking chicken shit, I make it that clear to the bitch that she's being stupid. You know, motherfuckers be telling them they gonna buy a bitch something. Give her, see, you gonna get to be in my company. Giving her part ownership and some kind of shit. And the one thing none of them motherfuckers know is that's what's killing the game. You deal-making punk motherfuckers are more prevalent than the real niggas are. It was the opposite. The real niggas was 30 times more prevalent than you fake motherfuckers. But now, so much fake them came about since this internet, this technology. Hey, listen, have you guys ever thought of this? When we had regular phones and you had to use regular mail, you never heard of them motherfucking somebody ransoming your software and you can't make no money like they did that big oil company. Stop the country. I'm saying before, them motherfuckers had to get in the country, sneak to wherever that information is kept, then get it, which they couldn't do it. That's why it never happened. But now, with all this progress, all this better life that we have, motherfuckers sit in their living room and do shit that you can't even fucking dream of. But technology is great. Technology is great, especially for the criminals. Okay. Shit, I remember when we was doing credit cards. The motherfuckers selling us the shit. They had the credit card machine, the people's information, and they just, through computers, put it on the back of a card. And then your ass went shopping. Motherfucker tell you, man, you ain't going to have it 3 days, and you got 4,000. So you better shop till you drive. And you buy 3 or 4 cars with money on it like that. So in 3 days, you got 10 racks. I mean, come on, that's technology. Nobody taking no goddamn chance. They even make it the way they don't want to see your ID no more. Just put the PIN number in. The motherfuckers with the machine give you the PIN. So whatever goddamn PIN number you want, just like when you at the bank getting the card, them niggas hooking you up and say, what you want your PIN to be? Type it in right there. Now type it in again. Hey, because it's technology. You know what you do with your money and other gains from the streets is completely up to you. And hopefully you do some good shit with it. You know, you did some good payment. You know, you was a pimp nigga, and you got some things you want to do with your money and your pimp afterlife. Because that's what all those professional basketball, football, baseball players do. They make whatever amount of money they're going to make while they're busy. And then they have done the right things after they retire. So their retirement is good. Or is that how it works? Because I know you've heard of all them goddamn broke-ass athletes made all them goddamn millions of dollars and broke. All those fucking hoes supposed to know there is a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow that's totally available to you, baby. You just got to wait for it because I ain't done. Because I don't know which one of you motherfuckers is going to be with me in the end. I had this bitch 20 years, and I'm going to, let's say, pimp 10 more years. Who's to say this bitch going to stay the rest of them 10 years? I had this bitch 4 months. Well, I'm going to keep pimping till I die. Who's to say this bitch ain't going to be with me till I die? How do I know which one is going to be the one unless I choose her? That's why you motherfuckers ain't pimps. Bitches choose. Pimps don't. Pimp is. Period. So, what I'm saying, the true pimp don't promise a whole shit except a raw pimp. And look, bitch, you get with me, you're going to get pimped. I don't got to get my money every motherfucking day. Whatever come out of that, you know we got to see. And you got to have strong hoes. And having them motherfuckers hold on to some kind of promise you made. Yeah, baby, we going to have, you know, life, an easy life ever after. You know, that promise going to get your motherfucking ass in trouble. Because the bitch is holding on to some other than the game. When only the game can make a bitch stay out there after she just escaped from a motherfucker that was trying to kill her. Ain't no promise to be in my business with me gonna keep that bitch out there. When the whole trip, you know, hold on to whatever promise you made, she's just not sharp as she can be. Just as a motherfucking pimp using things other than game to pimp on the bitch, ain't as sharp as pimping can be. And we know the danger, the killings, the muggings, the rapes, all that. Be them sucker niggas, bitches. Because real pimps train them hoes. Don't do this. Don't do that. You better do this. You better not. Suckers don't tell them shit. Just send them out there. I'm just saying, you guys got to understand, the things you promise a hoe to get her makes you a Monty Hall, let's make a deal type motherfucker. Because a real niggas, a real stand-up hoe only wants to know that you have principles and game. And I'm giving the hoe game that will last her a lifetime. And she knows that. And she actually knows that she don't have to continue paying me. Why? She can choose to pay another nigga with the game I gave her. That's what I'm getting every night. I'm getting every dime she make. Every dime. She ain't gonna, you know, be around me. I don't get paid. And I ain't mad at the bitch if she chooses. Because I'm a firm believer in the fact she looks better going than she did coming. See, you guys ain't got no pimping in you. So you don't know what that means. When the bitch is coming, you're wondering, damn, this bitch fine as a motherfucker. When am I going to get paid? But when she going, you're looking at her back. She leaving. You say, damn, baby, oh, I got paid. Shit, I ain't got no problems with you leaving, bitch. When I watch her back and she leaves, I say to myself, I got paid. The true practitioner of this game will understand what I just said. And those of you who won't get it will complain that I'm out of touch and all the stuff I think is not real for today. Fact is, I'm so goddamn happy to be out of touch with the way you fucking motherfuckers do your thing, the day I could scream. I swear I would not be in the game today. Even if I turn out tomorrow, I would not develop the crutch-having methods of pimping I see going on. Crutch-having motherfuckers. I would have to be as my forefathers was in the game. Well, you know, be like you want to be, man. Don't trip on me. You ain't got to go for what I'm saying. You ain't got to thank Rosewood the Godfather. Well, no, Film of the Godfather. But you know, Rosewood, whatever. And, you know, need to think. Nah, you ain't got to do none of that shit. Do what the fuck you want to do. 336, what's up, man? I see you.
Hey, what's happening, bud?
Nothing, brother. What's happening with you?
Yeah, man, just kicking back, listening to this real shit. Tired of all this fake-ass shit that's going on out there, boy.
You know what? What's up? What's your question?
Oh, no, I ain't got no question, man. Just giving you thanks, man, and praise, man, for tightening niggas up out here, man.
I appreciate that, brother, because even though I always say motherfuckers don't appreciate me enough, I get a lot of motherfuckers like you that show me love, man. So, thank you.
For sure.
All right, you guys. We got so much to cover. If you're not wanting to be like your forefathers, otherwise street drag racing. I mean, it's been going on for a hell of a long time. But just because they have new different shit to make the cars go faster, just because this new shit is available, some of those motherfuckers don't be using all that shit. Some of those motherfuckers use that shit and some old shit, and they just put it together. But what I'm saying is they doing that to keep the tradition of street racing going. They know shit got to change because they want to go faster. So if the shit was made in whatever year, it ain't going to change 20, 30 years from now. It's going to be able to do what it did 30 years ago. But in 30 years, using that shit going to be to show motherfuckers a hell of a lot of more shit to do with shit like that, which is going to create some other shit, which is going to make you have to adapt. Which is what make what I'm saying so important. You got to be like you want to be. But being a motherfucker, when you offer some motherfucker some shit to accept what the fuck you're talking about, that's being a simp. And you know what a simp is. A simp, a pimp. I mean, the word pimp means properly inspiring and managing prostitutes. Simp, that word means suckers imitating master pimping. So, you know, all of you guys that's out there in the game, you keep wondering why you run into so many punk bitches. And you don't see the path that you're taking is making them all punks. You allow a hoe to do shit that's like straight foul. You allow that bitch to make eye contact with you and you gonna charge her. You allow that hoe to be in the same conversation you and another nigga's talking or having. You allow bitches to voice their opinion on your business. You make deals with them goddamn hoes. You speak to them and know damn well the bitch is not going to bust a grape. She ain't going to do shit for you. You fuck with her before you get paid. And now you want to wonder why she has no respect for the game. Knowing she know everything you do is showing you have no respect for the game. This kind of shit is lunacy to me. And this is why I talk about the stuff I talk about. Because where are you going to learn what insane to do unless you fucking with somebody that can see past the bullshit. If you want to run into stomp down bitches, you have to be a stomp down nigga. 909, what's up?
What's going on, bro? I just
want
to ask you a question.
Come on.
I
want
to ask you a quick question. How important do you think reading is to being catching bitches?
How important do I think reading is?
Yes. Do you think reading is important to catching bitches?
Okay, man, listen. I would be an asshole to tell you reading is not important. But I wouldn't be an asshole if I said reading ain't important in catching bitches.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is reading is important to inform you, to make you see and have different outlooks and different. What you do with that is incorporated in how you talk to a bitch. Now, whatever
exactly.
You read. You read some about whoever the fuck, Cyril Neuvirjac, and it was in the French days back, you know, whenever, and you noticed that, man, that motherfucker back then was not taking no shit from a bitch, goddamn. Now, you can get that from reading, but you don't need to read to know that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but wouldn't it increase your imagination? Ain't it going to improve your comprehension? You know, when I listen to some of these shows, and these dudes are calling in with the weakest
questions. The answer is no. All that goddamn shit you saying ain't doing nothing but making you accept that bullshit you was finna talk about. And I cut you off because I don't want to hear that shit. That shit is bullshit.
Man,
you
I think it would help with your comprehension. I know it for a fact.
Nothing's going to help with your comprehension unless you use what you comprehend.
Yeah, and reading is the first step of that.
Well, then, if you believe that, why the fuck did you call and ask?
No, I was just asking because I called in.
No, you didn't. You called in and asked so you could prove your point. Otherwise, you ain't got to call me to believe what you say you believe because you believe what you're saying before you asked me shit while you was waiting for me to answer the phone. So if what I'm saying, bro, can you shut your motherfucking mouth or do I got to block you or, you know, set you up for you to shut up. This is my show, ain't it?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
So you ain't got to try to take it over because you believe some sucker shit. That's sucker shit, bro. Reading is important for what reading is about. But do you know my school is based on reading? But we don't read because what we're based on is that. Oh, can you... See, this dude is an asshole, man. He can't shut up. Now, you can't talk, motherfucker. You can say whatever you want to say, and ain't no motherfucker going to hear you. Now, what I'm saying is rote learning makes you read. It has you listen to different shit. It has you watch different shit. And then if you retain what you listen to, heard, or watched, and take the test, and you get an A on the test, you get an A in the class. But that very motherfucker that got the A in the class can't go out in the field and do what the fuck he got an A on. That's why reading ain't going to do shit for you, you fucking motherfucker. What's going to do something for you to be able to take your ass out and do it, period. 631, what's up?
What's
5-1,
up?
I got you live too, but don't say nothing. Go ahead, 631.
What's happening, bud? This is Irvin Mack giving you a shout, man. You know,
hey, what's happening,
major,
brother?
Major respect for you, man, and you know, major thanks for all that you've done for me just by listening to the game and learning from different things that you've done, and I've exercised different things in my life and still doing it. Got to keep doing it.
For sure.
And I just want to make that statement, you know what I mean? For the other brothers to understand that, you know, these younger cats, you know, I'm an older cat too, but I'm still gaining and growing.
Brother, you never stop until you, you know, under the ground.
That's
appreciate
that's
you, Irvin.
All
appreciate
right.
You. 517, come on.
Yeah, how you doing, Professor? This Cameo.
Cameo, what's happening?
You, Professor. I just want to talk about how I process the shit you be talking about with the pimping, how I process it in my mind since graduating SWU.
Hey, wait, stop. How do you process it? What's the process of you processing that?
Okay, when you say pimp, I think man. When you say pimping, I think manhood. When you say you want a hoe to be about her hoeing, I want my woman to be about her feminine nature, and her feminine aspect, and stand on that and stand up to my manhood and my game and my program. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I process it.
Stop, man. Cameo. That fucking shit was dope, man. God damn, man. That's because if you don't listen to what I'm saying like that, you ain't gonna get what the fuck I'm saying, because you might not be doing what I'm talking about. But you have to be able to filter it through what you think and what you're thinking about, so that what you're thinking, as far as what I said, can actually give you some assistance. And it, what you just is fucking what I be trying to teach, man. I mean, I'm very impressed in what you described, bro.
Well, you taught it. You taught it to me. So I got it from you, and that was all in the universe plan, because that's something that I wanted. I wanted to be laced by one of the Bay Area Hollywood legends. You know what I'm saying? And even though we bumped heads, that was my learning curve. You know what I'm saying? So I stuck with it and I stood up because I believed it was going to get me to where I want to know in the game. So now I can tell a bitch that she can get on her bitch shit all she wants. You know what I'm saying? But don't get it twisted, because I might not be the pimpin'. I'm a sharp square, but I know what a pimp know, because I was laced by the pimping. So you could get the fuck on with that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Cameo, in the future, you going to be hearing me use some of the shit you just said. Man, I never said some of the shit you just said. Never. Even though it's just plain basic English words. I never said the shit, especially the last shit you just said. Other motherfucker, you know, that was just dope. I'm going to listen to this again. And when I hear it, I'm going to like copy all of it, and I'm going to make conversation out of it. That fucking shit is dope. Man, Cameo. Serious, Ben. And you guys, this motherfucker really was a student, and I imagine he did learn what he's saying from me, but I don't really think that. I think he learned it by really thinking after he got out to school, because after you get out to school, the school ain't over. Just like I tell bitches, you know, I'm fucking with them, boo, 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 and then they don't like me. Shh, bitch, please, I ain't caring, because you're going to call me again. You're going to call me, and they do, because you didn't put something on their mind. And SWU put something on Cameo mind, and Cameo motherfucker stood up, baby. That was dope, Cameo. You know, serious business.
And I got something else I want to say.
Come on.
When you were just talking to the brother about active and rogue learning, the difference
right.
between the two, I think that's why I was successful at SWU, because through all my years of schooling, that's elementary, junior high school, and some college, I only remember two teachers that I have built a personal relationship with, and both those teachers were black men. And both of them would tell me that I was smart, even though I didn't do well in their classes. And I think the difference with you was the active learning that we did and
yeah.
how I was able to excel and be a part of what I was doing, besides just having to sit down for 8 hours and, you know what I'm saying, go
yeah.
through that motion.
Hey, Cameo, that shit was dope. Hey, caller that just hung up, come back on, man. I know we've been taking long, but Cameo been busting, man. I can't cut them off when they saying some real shit. Hey, Cameo, man, that shit was dope. All of it, Cameo. I'm really proud you keeping in touch with me, man, and letting me see your progress. You are growing, bro. I'm telling you, it's just, it's amazing. Not amazing. It's just pleasing to see it.
All right. Thanks, Professor.
All right. Now, check game, you guys. See that shit just makes my fucking day. I'm not fucking with a bitch before she paid me. Hey, 216, you got another question, or were you already up there?
Yeah, I got a quick question, bro. I need a double dose. Hey, so when you got in the game with your first girl, how did you get her to get down with the game?
Bro, something, hey, you, I don't know if you ever remember Paul Newman as an actor, but he was played this boxer. A long time ago, it was black and white TV. And the name of the movie was Somebody Up There Likes Me, because he was a fuck-up, drank all kind of just fuck-up shit. But that motherfucker wouldn't
right.
win. And he was, somebody said, well, what's your goddamn reasoning? How did it work for you? And he said, somebody up there likes me. What I'm saying is somebody liked me, man. Because I wanted to be a pimp so bad, but I didn't have no old pimping in me. You know, I just had the lust for the game. And once I got in that hall and I started, you know, hearing them pimp niggas talk that shit, I found my, because, you know, they would be about a number one pool table. And they had like 9 or 10 pool tables in there. I might would be on the fourth or fifth table. The closer you are to them, not because they was pool players, but because they was who they were, the better in pool you was. And if you played on the first table, you damn near better be a pool shark. And I started playing on that first table so I could be close to them niggas and hear what the hell they was saying. Plus, I was good in pool. And them motherfuckers just, some kind of way, when I would leave out of there, I remember the first bitch, man. I used to tell her this, tell her that. And then one time she said, well, what do you really want to do? I said, I want to pimp on you, motherfucker. And I'd be, oh, no, all that old goddamn shit. And she said, I wouldn't know what to do. And what I'm saying is, even though I was green, she didn't say no. And I heard that stood out in my hearing as far as her responding hell a lot. She didn't say no. She said she wouldn't know what to do and blah, blah, blah. And either I'm going to say, see, or I'm going to say what I said. Girl, that's what this pimping is about, and I'm going to show you what to do. I didn't know to say that shit. It just came out of my mouth. You know, and there you go. That's how it happened.
Okay, but before I let you go, do you think it was because she liked you a lot? Was it like you got her to really, really like you? She'd do whatever you said?
No, you can't give them the like you like that. You got to just be you, and if they like you, they going to do whatever you say.
Okay.
All right, bud.
Appreciate it, man.
202,
what's happening?
Bud, what's going on, brother? This is Dave. How you doing?
I'm good, bro. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Listen, I got a two-part question. When you were in the streets pimping, how did you determine the specific amount of your choosing fee? And the second part of that is, was it the same amount for each hoe?
Okay, check this out. Bro, you a square like a motherfucker, ain't you?
I sure am.
So what I'm saying is this, man. You guys use words. Choosing fee is no certain amount. Choosing fee is making sure that bitch coming with something rather than coming with nothing. Because like we was talking about earlier, a bitch that ain't really with nobody and she just started hoeing 2 days ago, how is this bitch going to have your choosing fee? And if you told her what your choosing fee was, how can you depend on her going to get it when you see she all the 2 days old? So you have to be sharp, man. You can't be stuck on words. Choosing fee means make sure you take the right steps before you fuck with this bitch. That's what choosing fee means. Otherwise, if this bitch come up to you and she got some papers, you know, I only got like $340, bitch, how could that be a choosing fee? But if that's what the bitch got and you want to fuck the bitch, that's the fee. That's not the fee that you're going to accept before you fuck her. But I'm saying if you want to get with me and you want to get under my representation, I'll take that $340 as a down payment, bitch, and you come in tonight, let's see what's happening. And then you come in a couple of nights, you know, we might could be cool. But gotcha. The choosing fee is not something specific.
Okay.
So therefore, the second part of your question was answered with the first part of my question, The second part was answered when I answered the first part of your question, because nothing is not the same for every bitch. Some bitch come to you. Listen, some bitch come to you. Man, I've been seeing you, Rosewood, but I was with this nigga for like 7 months or 2 years or whatever, but I couldn't really get to you. But now, you know, I really want to fuck with you. Well, how much money you got, bitch? She say $300. You got to tell her to go, you know, suck a log, you motherfucking punk. Get your punk ass out of here. I ain't no $300 nigga. Why would I tell her that?
Because you have to let her know that you have a certain standard you're looking for.
No, you fucking motherfucker. Well, I'm saying, well, kind of what you said, now that I heard it. But what I'm saying, no. You let the bitch know. If you a veteran, bitch, you know something about hoeing and you know something about choosing. You better represent. And she come with $2,500, bitch, please. You better get that to that Willie Lump Lump. So that fee, that fee is going to be up there because this is the real hoe.
It's not like you're talking to a green chick.
Right. So you can't tell no green bitch about no $2,500. You'll never see that bitch. But if she got like whatever she got, and you just tell that bitch, look, bitch, I'm going to accept this as a down payment. You following the rules. You stand within the rules of the game. And the bitch is respecting you because she had to give you something to fuck with you.
Exactly. Okay.
You see that, bro?
I do. Thank you.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. That's what we do, man. I mean, you know, of course you guys don't all want to be pimps. Well, I mean, you want to know some shit. Oh, I'm sorry. 216. Wait a minute. 202 I need to get a 216? Which one? Was it you, man, or 202? Was 202, I think it was you. Come back, man. 202, where you at, baby? Come on. All you got to really do is accept the rules, or accept that there are rules. When I was talking about being informal earlier, this shit is formal. That's what the rules are about. But what make it the type of lifestyle it is, that if you sharp, you can make it look as informal as fuck. You can make it look like you don't care about shit but whatever you're doing or thinking. But in reality, you caring about hella shit. You making sure you ain't doing none of this punk shit that can get you ranked in the motherfucking game fucking with some bitch. I don't care, bitch. I mean, I care, but I don't care. And if you can't, you know, distinguish what I mean when I say that, you don't need to be fucking with me. Because I'm going to fuck you up, because that's really how I think. I care, but I don't care. Oxymoron. So my thing is this. You accept the rules of whatever it is you're doing, and once you accept them, you will see that ignoring them was your problem. Trying to ignore them was your problem. These fucking rules were made to keep all kinds of complaints and different negativities from coming from any motherfucker except suckers pretending to have game. That's the only place the kind of complaints that you guys have would come from. Now, if you don't want a bitch to look at you like you a sucker, excuse me. You got to start doing some real shit. You got to make yourself appreciated. You got to be like I was, man. I ain't hardly going to be a 9.5. Bitch, I ain't hardly going to be a 9.95. On the scale of 1 to 10, if I'm not 11, then fuck you. And you know why I thought that? And why do I say 11? Because it's only 1 to 10, so you can only go as high as 10. How could you come up with 11? Because, motherfucker, 10 is on there and 1 is on there. So I add them together, and it comes to 11. I want to be a motherfucker, and I want to be remembered for me. I don't want to be remembered for you. I don't want to be remembered for some other motherfucker did. I don't want to be remembered for my nigga Tay. I don't want to be remembered for motherfucking Dean. Them niggas ain't going to help me. I guess they would help me keep living, but I shouldn't say. Them niggas ain't going to stop me from getting buried. So I really appreciate my niggas. 610, what's up, baby?
Peace, bud. Love. Peace, bud. Loving the show. How you making out?
I'm good, bro. How about you?
I'm doing pretty good. Wanted to ask a quick question.
All right.
What were some of the parallels or the things that you learned while you was getting your master's that you had already confirmed when you was in the game? And I'm going to take my, I'm going to listen to the question back offline. Thanks a lot.
Wait, stop. Don't get off yet. Bro, you don't know what you just asked. Do you know the name of my school? Sidewalk University, right?
Yes, sir.
Why do you think I have that name? Or what do, what comes to your mind as a reason why I chose that name?
Because, well, right offhand, using the name, it, because it's so it's like a, the sidewalk itself provided a university of information worth.
Listen to me, bro. That question you asked, you know, how did I utilize the sidewalk in my master's? You didn't put it in those words, but that's kind of what you asked. And what I'm saying is that's how I got straight A's. I didn't let myself be trapped with what the fuck they was asking me to do as far as assignments. Because in higher learning, higher education, what's right now, this year, is not necessarily going to be right in 10 years. So in higher education, they want you to take what you're hearing right now and see some, not futuristic shit, but some possible shit. And I was able to use my street savvy to see hella shit them motherfucking squares didn't see. You know, if you saw a girl getting beat up on the street, would you go over and try to help her? Some dudes would say yes. Some dudes would say no. But I would say, no. Why? But I would put a reason, and my reason would be, I don't know what she did. I don't really know what's going on. I do know that I don't like what I'm seeing. So since I'm a selfish motherfucker, I'm getting my ass away from this shit. That's me, man. And that's where I'm coming from. I'm a conceited bastard, because as I'm walking away, and some other motherfuckers is running to it, I ain't gonna even see them. I think what I'm thinking is right. Because, shit, this
That's
motherfucker
right.
can kill me.
That's
I
right.
could go and help the bitch, and this dude turn around and shoot me. Man, I'm not, I don't think I'm that lucky, bro. I'm just being real, man. You don't put yourself in a situation that's not a natural type situation. Now, if your daughter or somebody you know or somebody you know's kid or friend or whatever was swept away on the beach and you a great swimmer, dive in there and help that motherfucker, man. But if you was me, you would say, damn, I don't have no stick that can reach out that far. Bitch, I wish I would jump in the water and try to get you. Hey, while she like, I'd be saying, man, she was a good bra, man.
I'm going to miss that, bitch.
But really and truly, listen, really and truly, I ain't that kind of nigga. Because I would actually try to save a motherfucker, you know, that's fucking with me. But that would be spontaneous, and it would be something I saw that I could do, which I did see. One time, my partners, they didn't see shit. They was talking, they was arguing, actually. And they was talking shit, and they was about to get run over by the bus. Or at least I thought that. So what I'm saying is I actually tackled them. And I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? They mad at me, man. And then the bus went by. And the nigga say, all right.
Right. I appreciate
like
you.
That, you know, so if you be real, if you understand that question you asked is really important to me, because everything I learned on the streets I found was usable in an educational, straight educational environment. You just have to know how to adopt it or adapt what you're thinking so that you can use what you're thinking to answer. And let me tell you why what I was using worked. Otherwise, the question could be, is the sun up or down? And you know, you don't know what they mean, but you would say, well, the sun is up because it's in the sky. And maybe that's the right answer. And then the teacher says, that's the right answer. But we had a guy, Mr. John Dixon, that said the sun was down. And it was interesting, and they start talking about the reasoning. As long as I'm using reasoning that we have studied and has been accepted as scholarly information, but this information is supporting what I'm saying, why the sun is down, them motherfuckers got to give you a correct answer. That's what higher learning is. Higher learning does not want to be stuck on what they've learned. Higher learning wants to be, you know, propelled by what they learned. Otherwise, whatever you learn is just a starting point to learn something else. And that's what we do. That's why I think I'm dope, bro. And that's why your question was the fucking dopest question I had in some fucking years.
Man, listen, bud, I love you. I love what you're doing. You're making me think in so many different ways. I done started me a little YouTube channel. So salute to you. Have a great motherfucking weekend. And y'all be safe out there, man.
Hey, for sure, brother. Love it. Hey, 949, come on. I'm sorry, man, for having you wait, but you know that brother has some good shit.
No, you're good. Yeah, thank you for answering my call. I just have one question. So I got a couple females working right now, and I ran into the pimps trying to get at them, trying to tell them that they had tricks lined
stop,
up already.
Stop,
So I had to.
Can you stop?
No,
okay.
Hell no. I had to hire a few guys. I had to hire a few young cats.
Hey, see, you block a motherfucker like him. He's a sucker. And he gonna keep, he's lying right now. And he know he lying. And he just want to get his fucking goddamn story out. I was a pimp for 40 years, and I ain't never hired a motherfucker to do shit. Pimps don't hire. motherfuckers to do shit. Pimps take care of shit themselves. Pretendo gangsters, you know, will lie about hiring a motherfucker. Hey, 949, since I already didn't bust you, now your punk ass, come on back on. And if you start lying again, I'm going to block your fucking ass again, you lying ass motherfucker. Now what? Come on, I ain't scared of you. I called you out.
Okay. I'm just, you never hired anybody for procurement?
Hey, dude, I don't give a fuck what you talking about. I don't give a fuck about your questions. I don't give a fuck about your words. You ain't got no pimping in you, and you ain't had no bitch doing
nope.
shit. No, and you
okay.
know you
do. Well, I got work to do, so yeah, thank you.
Okay, yeah, thank you. You're right. Hey, you guys, it's one thing. Even, let's say one of you guys or some of you guys believed that this dude could possibly be telling the truth. What would you go on? What would you use to gauge what he was saying? His voice? Fuck no. The words he was saying? Fuck no. The particular message he was trying to convey? The motherfucker had nothing but fake in his conversation. That's why in the street he would have got his ass whooped. Because he'd have been trying to talk to a real nigga. The motherfucker would have hit him in the mouth. I don't want to hear that bullshit, punk motherfucker. I ain't trying to get sick. Because you're sick with a disease that I do not want to catch. So, fellas, you got to understand, bud. I'm going to give you a goddamn chance. But just because I gave you a chance, you ain't going to get to spit that bullshit with me. You ain't. I'm just saying you ain't, man. Tony, it sounds like a gluke. You motherfucker, goddamn, like me. Okay, I'm reading some of this shit. Gluke, yeah, man. cut him off. Oh, they already. You think? See there. This is what's up. I'm glad I did that because. Within the first 8 motherfuckers, 6 of you motherfuckers seen this dude was a punk, a fraud, a phony. And I, God damn it, let me get some water. I think it's because of how I go hard. I think it's because of how you guys are seeing going hard is what's necessary to keep the fucking bullshit out. You know, you can't condone softness. And what keeps me coming back, doing these videos, after complaining over and over and over that these motherfuckers are soft, is the fact that I get different calls, different comments, different things like that last caller that just make me know I'm doing the right thing. Because I don't give a fuck if there's 100,000 motherfuckers listening to me and only 10 heard what the fuck I'm saying. I already know it's 100 million motherfuckers or even a billion motherfuckers. So what I'm saying is shit. I'm doing good. Percentage-wise, I am serious. And after a rude awakening that I received from my school, really, I had to sit and think. And while thinking, I started doubting myself or what I was doing, or that I was doing the right thing, or going about it the right way. I'm sure you remember the other day when I said the worst thing insecurity could do, or insecurity and doubt, the worst thing they could do combined is make you think. You know, I had to learn that stuff. I had to learn that again for myself. Because this particular doubt I had was about, it was about that. It just made me realize that my fuel tank, my energy for education was low. I didn't think it was. I thought it was, you know, because what was going on, I was speeding along. I was just doing everything that I thought should be done, and I thought I was doing it right. And I didn't check my gas tank, if that's the case. Check my tank, seeing that I was running low, car was not running bad, but something was going on, and now that I didn't refueled, I'm ready. But you don't know what I refueled with. I refueled with doubt. I started finding shit that I didn't think was going right. And I realized, because of what it made me do, that this was very important that I was going through this doubt period. Because I'm not at the highlight of success with my school, but my school is doing good. I don't have financial worries. I'm actually paying taxes on this shit. You know, a nigga like me ain't paid taxes, and I'm gonna win. But what I'm saying is it refueled my tank with doubt. And now that I doubt shit, it made me see how I gotta bring this to my class. That I'm not afraid to doubt anything I do. I actually want it. As a matter of fact, there's not been one situation I didn't doubt. You know, whether or not I knew what the fuck I was doing or whether or not it was the right thing to do. But I never fucking doubted that I was capable of learning it if I didn't know it. Learning is a serious process. And you got to accept it. Oh, fuck. I have a... Oh, you motherfuckers. 813, what's up, bro?
Oh, my bad. You can hear me, bud?
Yeah, I got you, bro. What's up?
All right, man. This is what I'm going through. So I have two girls. Now, the one girl I've been with for probably like 6 months, right?
Hey, bro,
she knows
stop.
What the fuck I do.
Stop. I don't want to hear your life story. I want to hear what
yes,
the
sir.
Question is. All
right,
is.
I got you. All right, so I got tired of tiptoeing, so I told her about the other bitch. I only been talking with her for a minute, but I ain't tell her until I got some money out of her to make sure that shit was solidified, right? Now she acting all kind of like jealous and shit, and I'm just, that shit just irks the fuck out of me, and I really don't know how to.
Hey, bro, you sound like one of them fake motherfuckers, man, so, I mean, please don't get insulted.
Nah, but she,
I don't fuck with
no
fake,
money,
man. Stop, man, stop. I don't want to hear your bullshit. Because what I'm saying is when you did whatever you did, get the money out of the bitch or whatever, and the bitch start being jealous or whatever the fuck you was talking about, you were supposed to make a move. But you didn't because you was a sucker and you be talking that goddamn bullshit because you don't know shit
what do you
about.
Mean?
Hey, bro, you don't know what you're talking about because when you tell a bitch something.
Nah, I'm green. I'm not even going to
shut that up? Is that possible?
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is when you fucking with bitches and you tell bitches shit, they have no choice. Now, I'm not saying you're going to force them to do what you're talking about. I'm saying they either want to do it or they don't. So let's say the bitch is some sort of way, not really accepting it. You either decide she's worth fucking with or she's not. And I always decide she's not because I ain't convincing you to do shit the fuck that I want you to do, bitch. So if you want to fuck with me, you're voluntarily going to do it or fuck you and damn you. And other than that, you're full of shit
yeah.
as a man, bro.
So,
see,
no.
Did you see how quiet you was, man? Because that shit I dropped on you was a bomb. Come on. Go ahead and talk.
Yes, sir. All right, so when you said I should have made a move, she be saying some crazy shit. No lie. She said that shit. If the bitch, this, I swear.
Hey, bro,
she said
stop,
if the bitch got a better pussy than me, or she said she prettier than me.
Stop. It's not that she be saying crazy shit. It's that you be going for the crazy shit she say. So don't blame the bitch. This is you. Ain't got shit to do with the bitch.
Yeah. My life. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying to you, bro?
Yes, sir. Man, that's it. You be saying the simplest shit, but it's the most basic shit that we be straying away from, or I stray away from.
No, bro. What I'm saying is I say basic shit to where you can understand it very simply, but it's really intricate. Because the most basic shit is the simplest thing, the function. Enter and do what you want to do. That's the basic shit. But entering and getting to do what you want to do is where life comes in. I just want you to do what you do in everything you do, bro. And if you learn how to think the way we talking right now, if you learn how to take everything to the point that we took everything we just talked about, you'll see that you don't need me. You don't need no motherfucker. You only need to know that you ain't bullshitting yourself. You ain't lying to yourself. And once you really know that, bro, it ain't no telling where you gonna go.
Man.
I know, man. It's just so dope.
Just
so dope. I know, man. I know, but I'm finna go, man. I got a lot of motherfuckers fucking with me. I wanna fuck with them. So, streamer, let's see. Beyond the weight room. Beyond the weight room, I'm going to say this because I done read some of this shit. And it's all the same. You just want to explain why you lose. I'm serious, man, and I ain't talking about you. I'm just saying that's what you really want to do. You just want to explain what you see you're losing for. You ain't in SW. You don't do this shit. You're always right on time, bro. Everything you say, so on the come up, like I said, man. Hey, a million times, you know it, Dion, whatever that shit is. See, that's the shit I look for. That's the shit that thrills me. I don't know who I'm reaching. I don't know what the fuck I'm saying or what it's doing as far as how it's striking people. But I do know from motherfuckers like him, there's just send shit and say shit. Captain Masterpiece times 20. I've heard of procurement. Actually, it's a job for sure. I've seen a team of pins and for cool. All right, man. I don't deal with this shit. Unless you say what the fuck you talking. I don't think he would say it in the crowd. Okay, I don't know if that is. Dude talk like he's with. Okay, man, I'm going back. I'm seeing shit. That's probably from past calls. Look, I'm finna go. But what I want to leave you with is that we all need what I'm talking about. Okay, yes, it can give you confidence if you want to say that. Okay, yes, it can be a knowledge of life or women or things. But what we all need is to know that we're right. You're right about you. We're right about ourselves. the problem that we got to face going forward is believing that. You got to believe that in yourself. You just do. Don't ask why. Don't care why. Just do it. Because, motherfuckers, it's something about me you're going to have to admit. You know I fucking do it. I'm gone.
Until showtime.
Until then, we can't. I didn't hear that bitch mention 2 minutes.
1 minute until showtime.
Any person can actually do without. So the answer, before I keep going to that question, is they both need it equally, just for different reasons. And a lot of people don't think of shit like this because they don't think it through. They just think of the first part of it. But if you made $100 and your bills were $75, would you be better off than a person who made $2,000 and their bills were $1,500? You never know until you really look at shit. Seems like that person making $2,000 is making hella more money than the motherfucker making $75. I mean, excuse me, $100. But they both spending 75% of their money on bills. That person that have $100 might live and where $100 afford him. And that person that got damn spend $2,000 is going to live where that $2,000 afford him. But they're both going to be equally responsible for making their amount of money last until they get some more. So I don't know. It just depends. If you don't like doing shit and you broke, you know, you ain't bad off. But if you start making any kind of money, you're going to start wanting to do shit. You would just think the person that makes the most money is better off. But with both of you spending 75% of your earnings on bills, you really are equal. Since I was both of these men, I can tell you firsthand, the man making the least money, the least amount of money, is afraid of anything he thinks that he's not sure of. 909, I see you up there, baby. What's up?
Hello.
909, can I hear you? Yeah, what's happening, bro?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you something.
Go ahead.
Why won't you let me into SWU?
Did you buy it?
Because I sent you an email the other day.
Wait, stop. Stop.
To get in.
Stop. Do you have the course?
No, I was also asking you for the course, too.
Stop. Stop. Did you pay for the course?
No, because...
Hey, wait, stop,
no,
man. I'm trying to answer your question. You asked me why wouldn't I let you in SWU. You have not bought the course. You have not paid for it, so how am I supposed to let you in to the extent you're asking me why haven't I let you in? Because once you pay your money, you're automatically in.
Yeah, no. My bad. I should have worded that better.
All right.
I mean, why wouldn't you let me pay for it?
So how can I stop you from paying for it? Bro, listen to me. If you want to get an SWU, this is the month to do it because July starts a new fucking semester. So what I'm saying is, if you want to get in there, go to paypal.com. Choose the tab that says send money. And then send the payment to askrosebud@gmail.com. And you'll be in, bro. I ain't letting nobody in that just after the end and they haven't paid me. Sounds like you did that. You wanted to join, and I just told you, hey, man, this is the class. It costs money to join. So I can't let you join when everybody else paid. You follow me?
Yeah, all right. It's because I got you on. My bad.
All right, brother. It's cool, man. Hit me, and you can join.
For sure.
All right, fellas. See, so you got to understand, whatever this dude is not sure of, he can't afford to fuck no money off. So not having money for him is like a curse. And he can only do what he's put down or what he's done in the past with confidence. 216, what's up, bro?